Okay. Now, I'd like to share with you from the Word of God. And today the Lord gave me such a unique topic as we speak and as we move, and we move in a very interesting way, step by step. The Lord is doing something. Sometimes it looks very strangely, but He's moving. We just promised Him to listen to Him. I promised Him this many, many years ago, almost 16 years ago, and He called me, He came to me. He just promised me His glory if I will believe and I will listen to His voice, and I will step every step into His footsteps. I promised it to do this. Only yesterday at the refreshment encounter, I really felt a little part of that picture that I saw some time ago. Some of you are for a long time here and you've heard my testimony when Jesus moved me into that time, into that historical time when this fire is to be on, the fire of the Holy Spirit there. And I was on the stage and there was a group of people. I don't remember them. I knew them all. The Lord took it from my memory. But I saw in the sanctuary a movement of the Holy Spirit that I saw yesterday just a little bit. And this will be happening. When I saw that 16 years ago, I couldn't explain what's happening in the hall. What is Holy Spirit doing? In the 1992, it was impossible to explain. That was something absolutely fresh. It was a fresh fire, a fresh movement of the Holy Spirit. And you know, only yesterday, I began to see what God has planned to do. That's a really small step, but this is something real. People are taken by God. They see angels, they see Jesus Christ. It's a real movement of the Holy Spirit, and it's not just one person. Everyone was feeling this. This presence was on everyone. It's a glory that's impossible to fake or explain. You are either there or you're not there. And therefore, the church is now going through a very special moment in time when God is separating those who will be fully in this fire and those who will be carrying this fire. And I'm just imploring you, my dear, put your seatbelts. The Lord has something special for us. I've promised to Him, and I don't care about what people think about me and how am I moving. I'm just moving. I didn't build this church. This church is just following me. I'm just moving. I want you to understand me. You understand me, my beloved? I'm just moving. I don't know where is it, where from is all this people, is this church here, all these people here. I didn't ask for a church from Him. I never wanted to be a pastor. I never in my life, I didn't need this. I was a pastor one time and I said, I don't want to have anything in common with this. I said, Father, I will just be moving. He said, okay, go ahead, move. And when they ask, you know, you've got a church here, I don't care about anything. If I will be alone, I'm following Him. Can you understand me? I don't care about anything. I'm not building anything. I didn't try to build something. Something came, something left. The Lord just told me, do you want this? Yes. Follow me. And if there will be some more people behind me lined up, okay, yeah, come with me. Let's go together. You understand what I'm talking about? I just want to say we're moving where the Lord is moving us. And I want to be there where He is taking us. I don't want to be there where you want me to be, where you think I have to be. You understand me? I want to be there where He thinks I have to be. And if someone will follow me and will say, I will come with you because I know that there will be something, some kind of fire will come down, something will a transition. I know. I saw this. And literally yesterday, I'm just getting into my topic now slowly. I will try to connect this with my topic. You know, it's impossible to get into this stream and not to be wet. I will still be wet for a couple of weeks. But I wanted to talk today about the principles of success, my dear. You know, I just sincerely want to share with everyone what does it mean to have success or failure. I've experienced everything. I've experienced failure that you've never dreamed of. After this failure, people usually don't get up. And I'm experiencing right now what success is, and the real success, not that success that someone, you wrote a book and everyone knows you, or you made a program on TV and people, oh yeah, yeah, he's famous. No, the success that is given to you by the Holy Spirit, by God. And this success is inside of you. It's outside. It's impossible to pass by a successful person. You'll be hating me and you will know everything about me. You'll understand what success is. Success are those things that follow a person who paid the price. And I want to talk about success today. It's very interesting to watch people and say, oh, he doesn't move rightly. Okay, start moving and I will see where you will get. Amen. Okay, start moving. You are such a great soccer player when you are on the seats. Okay, go ahead. I want you to shoot a couple of goals. I want to see you fighting with the Satan itself and coming out alive, at least out of there. I want to see you when all the depression and all the dirt will, all the negative words, all the curses will fall down upon you. I want to see you surviving, because from the seeds, we know better how to catch balls, how to shoot, but you try to score a goal, and I will sit on the arena, on the seats. I want to watch, yes, but I can't do that. The Lord is always telling me, yeah, for 80 years you have to fight or struggle, and then it will be easier. Yes, and now I'm I can't leave one wave of glory, and the other wave of glory is coming, and it's even better, and it's even more fresh. You know, I'm still under the influence of yesterday. Oh, Jesus, how good, what a good refreshment we had. Oh, you got refreshed, guys. You'll just see it next Sunday. That was something, believe me. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, some people hate me. Some people envy me. Some people try to copy me. Some people respect me deeply. You know that firstly, I was a kind of upset, saying, Lord, why there is so much fuss around me and my church? There is so much talks. There are so many different opinions and so radically different. It's impossible to make friends between two people who, when one is for me and the other one is against me, it's impossible to put them together as friends, you know. And I was watching the history of the stories of people who created history, and these were the four things that followed them. Yeah, I understand that now I'm a little bit of like looking like a drunk, and I don't understand myself. I'm a little shocked. I believe I will calm down, but next week we have again an encounter, and I don't know what is the Lord. Lord, have mercy on my soul. And the Lord will continue doing that, and I understand everything, but the Holy Spirit is moving. Amen. The fact that you are here in this place, you can say, Oh Lord, fill me. You'll look very strange. You will look nicely, but people, you will be watching strangely, you will be witnessing strangely. People will say, you came from a different place. If you listen to me right now, I can't bring myself together. It's like as if I had some drugs, marijuana, very good marijuana. I confess, I didn't have anything. I confess, I'm clean for many years. I'm trying to preach right now. I'm not trying to be funny, believe me. I don't want to be funny. No, I don't want to make you laugh. I just want to preach about success. Woo! Hallelujah! Success. I will try to control myself. I promise.
Okay. don't understand, you'll understand it later.
Okay, we go.
We go on. Hallelujah. Why is Jesus doing this? Why is Jesus doing this? It's the presence of the Holy Spirit right now. Yeah. You can't resist the presence of the Holy Spirit. I understand everything. You know, when he wants to lead the service, what can you do about this? Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, I talked about these four different component parts that follow the people who are successful. Hallelujah. Don't worry, it's the Holy Spirit. He's got the right to break the service. It's his right. Welcome, Jesus. He's got all the right to stop the service and to lead it in his own way. He is the master. Some people will say afterwards, what a strange service, they are all laughing. But you don't understand, the Holy Spirit, when he comes, he puts his own rules. And our rules are not in conformity with his rules. Don't miss the refreshment encounter. Yeah, and it's free of charge. And right now, when people are listening to me, watching to me, one of these four things is working. It's either hatred, or it's envy, it's a desire to copy, or it's respect. Or it's the people who watch this and say, oh, it's interesting. I like this. I'd love to have this, but please understand, it's impossible to jump from one state into another state. Please don't. If the Holy Spirit will be moving around this place, it's his service. If some people don't like this, you've got a car. You understand me? He's the master here. I'm no one here. I don't even know who is a member of this church here. We don't have members in this church. Let's make a members meeting. Yeah, we don't have such a thing as members meetings. Hallelujah, Jesus, will I ever reach my topic? Probably not. But I will be trying to. I will be trying to. You know, I am watching now. I see leaders in ministry who are struggling, who were not set by God in their place, in that place. Leaders in Christianity that God didn't choose, didn't send, who wanted to get success through their own enthusiasm. They simply have money, or they don't have something else to do. You know, and you watch a pastor looking nice with relationships, with money. You know, this is not something how God works. God is setting leaders. If this leader is set by God, no, he will be known and listened by thousands and millions of people. You understand me? These are the people who they never attracted this on themselves. It doesn't matter how much you hate these people or destroy their ministry. No, everything will be in vain because they didn't choose themselves. They never put anything on themselves. They never did anything. You know, like they invented their own ministry. Oh, believe me, I'm trying to control myself. My tongue is now it's hard to control. I know this state. I simply feel good. I feel very good right now. You can't imagine how great am I feeling right now. But I'm trying to control myself. I have to preach. I'm trying to control my thoughts. It's normal. It's okay. Usually I don't preach in this style. You know me. Hallelujah. Remember one thing, there are no people with no gifts. There are people who are not in their place. There are people who are not in their place. Some people say, this is the pastor with no talent, with no success. Maybe he's a successful pastor, but he will be a successful person when he takes his place. There are no people with no talents. There are people who are in the wrong place. And believe me, I took my place. Oh, yeah. I know that. Just try to compete with me. Try to attack me. Try to move me from my place. You will see what will come against you. My dear friends, you need to understand that the person who got to his place, it's a person who is unshakable person. Why do we see so many people? Because there are very few of those who are in their place. We're doing anything that we can. But to reach your place, you need to pay your price, and this price is paid for tens of years. Sometimes the price is the fruit of many wounds, of mistakes, of blood. I don't know why is that. I want to avoid pain. Who likes pain? Who likes failures? Who like horror? No one likes it. We all want an easy. We all want success in our lives. I'll tell you the truth. You're watching me right now on TV. It's better to be a professional plumber. And when people sit on the toilet, let them thank God for you. Instead of staying behind this pulpit and tormenting people, you'll never give them anything. You'll never give them any revelation. They will simply be sleeping. And when they wake up, they will say, "Is he still talking?" My dear friends, you need to understand me. It's better to be a professional plumber. When you come there, they will be meeting you with joy in the houses, and we will be leaving. They will be giving you coffee and chocolate, and they will be always happy to see you. When kaboom will happen and something will be flowing in their bathroom, they will be always happy to see you because you're a professional plumber instead of being unprofessional minister. Why being an anointed minister and doing the things that God didn't call you to? We'll go through six different points today. I believe we'll go through them today. I believe that. I hope, at least. I want all these six points. I said, I prayed, I said, "Father, please reveal me what everyone has to go through, or at least to compare themselves. Did you go through these things?" These are the six points, principles of success. What is the principle of success? You came and voila, people are following you. Cookish. Shish. They will never follow you. You understand me? If someone is feeling bad, come up front, I'll pray for you. You'll never have success. Oh, I received the revelation, follow me. I received the revelation, follow me. Huh? Let them go. Principles of success. There are things that you can't pass by. I'm telling you the truth. You have to come at 11:30. Something will happen at 11:30 here. Oh, my spirit is just feeling that something will happen at 11:30 here. You know, I have this holy expectation. It's expecting something. 11:30, something will happen here. The first principle. Are you chosen by God? Are you chosen by God? If someone is writing this, put it down right now. Are you chosen by God? The first point. Or you invented this for yourself? Who has set you? The first sign of the person who is not chosen, he wants to become a pastor. All the anointed people were chosen by God. The reaction of Moses, for example, oh no. Reaction of David, oh no. All those people who you're watching, the reaction was completely different from the reaction of the king. Those seven
brothers of David. They wanted, they were macho, they machos, they wanted to be kings. And David was there somewhere milking the sheep, doing something out on the field. Do you have another son? Oh, yeah, yeah, we have another one there milking the sheep, following the goats. My dear friends, what is a choice? Did God choose you? Oh, I will miss my calling never in life. You will be taken out of the plumbing place and you will be set by God. First, think in the principle of success. Did God choose you? Or you've invented everything for yourself? The first quality a person wants to become, it means that he doesn't know how much this will cost. And usually he's in failure because no one wants to pay the price. I proclaim that Cadillac to be mine. Proclaim when the check for 60,000 will come, you'll stop your proclamation. Paying the price. What is your price? I'm driving. Jumping. We're driving together. Every day he's becoming crazier. He will come. I don't know what will I be doing here. I will probably be laying behind the pulpit today. And God will be covering everyone with his power and presence. What is my business here at all? With my teachings, my sermons? That's not nothing of mine. It's the Holy Spirit. I will hide myself behind the pulpit and will be watching. Wow, what's happening in the room? I will be preaching. I promise. Can you be sure 100% that he has chosen you? Your calling will be followed as well by resistance. Resistance is always always follows the God's calling. You remember Adonijah, the king. He was king for one day. You remember him? He chose himself. He said, "I am a king." Let's read this place. I like this place very much, you know. I wanted to call this topic Live Forever, King Adonijah. It's a leader that wasn't chosen by God. It's one day. It's not even 24 hours. 24 hours is too much. Just one day, he was a king who called himself. First Kings, chapter 3. I'm telling you seriously, I feel so good right now. Everything is like cotton for me. I am opening First Kings. Chapter 1. So I missed the verse. Something is happening. Adonai, where is it? Hallelujah. Jesus. So hard to translate. I will be a king, Adonai said. Oh, yeah, it's 1 Kings chapter 1, verse 5, and then Adonijah, the son of Haggith, exalted himself, saying, "I will be king." Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, this is
Hallelujah! Sorry.
We keep on reading.
Most important for you to follow the points of the sermon. Don't pay attention to my reaction. I know it's very hard. To read that verse when the psalm on the Spirit of the Lord is filling me.
And Adonia, the son of Haggith, exalted himself, saying, I will be king.
Who will you be?
A pastor?
Who will you be?
What do you speak inside of you? You know what I said? I will be a bodybuilder. He said, no. He said, no, I will go to the gym. He said, you'll go to the prayer gym. And he prepared him chariots. You know, he started building his service, his ministry. He prepared him chariots and horsemen, and he's a king. He prepared him chariots and horsemen and 50 men to run before him. Why did he do that? That's very cool, probably. Now, if you want to be a pastor, you need to get a white Mercedes or at least a suit with a tie. And 50 men to run before him. And his father had not displeased him at any time, as saying, David was never controlling. He wasn't a controlling person. He didn't control. Why are you doing this? And he was a very goodly man, good-looking man, and he was born after Absalom. We are more or less able to listen now. He was the eldest, and Absalom died, and so the throne belonged to him. He was supposed to inherit the position and kingdom. Adonia was the next after Absalom, and Absalom died. Absalom. And he just wanted to be a king. God didn't choose him. And he conferred with Joab, the son of Zeruiah, and with Abiathar, the priest. And they, following Adonia helped him. You know, David had people who were ready to betray him. Okay, look. But Sadok the priest and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada and Nathan the prophet and Shimei and Rei and the mighty man that belonged to David were not I don't know how to translate this word. Of the wicked man, let's say, okay. They were not on the side of the wicked person. And Adonai slew sheep and oxen and fatlings by the stone of Zohelet, which is beside Enrogel. And he called all his brethren, the king's son, and all the men of Judah, the king's of servants. It's a very long story, and it ends very sadly. Adonai perished because God didn't choose him. So if the Lord didn't choose you, Lord did not choose you, then and you are pushing, you'll perish, you'll die. You too. Amen. Did you get the first point? That's the first point. If God didn't choose you,
understood all the story about Adonia.
Okay, good.
The Holy Spirit explained everything else to you.
Point number two.
Did God show you that area where you are called to bring a transformation? If not, then you are doomed to failure. Who needs your revelations? When Jesus came to me, you know, He showed to me that area where no one ever did anything before. He said, when He raises up, I'm raising up something new. He doesn't raise up something that looks like something that already existed. When He starts moving, no one is able to say, oh, we've already seen this. No, for sure, you have never seen this. Otherwise, I won't be here before. And you can't even imagine if your nerves will resist what you will be seeing. Where is God leading us? Look. If your revelations are needed only to you, you like them. Oh, what revelations I have. You will perish. They don't need you. You will never get. You will never. You won't come anywhere. You are doomed for failure when this revelation is given by Him. You hear me? It's a secret. It's a revelation given by Him. He gives you a revelation. He puts it inside of you. The revelation transforms you into a revelation. You become a walking revelation of this earth. You stop being looking like something. It's always a shame to look at those people who change the revelation from 1 year to year. Today God told me this, and next day nothing. God told me one thing 16 years ago, and I still speak about it. A saved nation, our generation in the fire of Holy Spirit. This is my revelation. How? I don't know, but I already love it. I already love it so much. I understand that when the Holy Spirit comes, He starts setting His own rules. He starts doing what He likes. Now I understand how hard it is for preachers to preach. It's very hard for me to preach right now. Not because it's hard, because it's so good, because you don't even want to preach. I want someone to pray for me. I want to to lay down next to the speakers. So the first area is where you're chosen by God. The second, did God show you the area where you need to do something? What you have to transform to bring something new? If you believe that you will see it as you go, no, you won't see it as you go. No, God is revealing. He is giving. He is setting, and for a very strange reason. I love so much God. When people hate you, He starts blessing you so that everyone else would hate even more. They all prophesy, okay, He is bye-bye. And I say amen, and I... it's very... covered so much by the power of the Holy Spirit. God is a joker. Tell me that there is no humor with God. They tell you, you say, oh, the glory of God changes your life. All those who touch you, they are changed. Ooh, I'm only at the second point and I got 6 points to preach. Three. It's important for you to follow the points. I've got to preach my sermon somehow. So we're still at the second. Did God show you that area where you're supposed to? No, I'm going toward the third point. I'm sorry. I just can't help it. You were called to change something, and if you are called
to this. You'll have a supernatural glory to do this job. For a strange reason, people can't put together this. It doesn't work according to the laws of attraction, to the laws of physics, but it works in some supernatural ways. And some, when you will drink enough of God, I now just understand how were the apostles like when they were like drunk of the Holy Spirit. They were, people were saying that they drank a little wine. When the Holy Spirit fills you, you will try to resist. You won't be able. You'll be very strange. I look very strange because the glory of God, the presence of God is upon me. I can't reach to the third point. We've destroyed all the rules of the service. What makes you, point number three, what makes you different from all the others? If you do, you have to be unique. Start a Burger Queen. Queen.
Okay.
A couple of people. Yeah, like 20 people will only come. There is Wendy's and McDonald's and Burger King and everything. Plenty of them. You don't the choice is so big. You understand that? Don't open the same thing. No one needs this anymore. Amen. When God gives you something, He gives you something unique and all men. Who accepted the original, all kind of businesses, no matter what they did, some kind of organizations. It has to be original, or it will have no success. The fakes will follow, but the original will always be the original. You are now in the original. You are now for sure in the original. Please don't follow a fake. Never, never follow a fake. If you will be doing all the rest of doing around, you will never see a success. Just another pastor, just another church that is doing exactly the same what the other churches are doing. And so what? So what? How are you different? You received the revelation, okay? Now when all the five churches around have five members less and you've got 25 members, you've got to be so original that will bring people off the streets, will bring people, most important, God will be here. And when He is here, why should we worry about something? You know, right now I don't have to preach. And you will not leave this place. We'll just put the music on. I will fall down. You'll just... Is God in your church God, or you are God in your church? If you are the God in your church, you've got to be all present and all knowing. You've got to know everything and to be in all the place. Can you imagine how hard this is? I let God be God. I am just myself, and that's it. All the time. You are just the next copy. You are like the rest. Answer the question, what do you have that others don't have? Oh, you've got everything they have. Close your store. It will not be working. Because this is... And every year we'll be following God where He takes us. You've got to follow the Holy Spirit. It's very interesting for me. What will happen to us? I don't even know what will happen at 11:30. I just feel that it's going to be great. It will be If you don't have something that makes you different from others, you are doomed for a dry, boring life. If you're a person, you are no different from others. You're always the same, just the same. You don't look like anyone else. You're just the same, like this and that, you're like the others. Is there something inside of you that makes you unique? What do you have inside of you that others don't have, the principle of success? Or if you just want to be like the rest, like others, then this topic is not for you. Why do you need success? The success is needed just for those who want the success. We're moving on. The fourth, your position. Where are you right now? You know, when we will take a soccer field, you know that every football player, soccer player that is playing in the team, he's got an exact position where he's got to get a pass at the right time. When the forward won't be in the right place where he's supposed to, if he's not in the right position, he will never get success. Fourth, your position. Where are you right now? What is happening with your life right now? If you are, Regina just said, she's talking about the position. The position where I will miss nothing. The position where is your position? The position that determines the events, the position where you are in. You have to be in the right position. May the Holy Spirit reveal you this area. The position, where is it? Why is it? Why do I have to be in the right position? If you are in the right position, your talent and your abilities have no meaning in that place. If you are in not your place, the position determines, I'm here right now. You've got to be in the right place. That was the fourth. Fifth, if you want to be successful, who or what is your source of revelations and food? If my source of revelations would be books, sermons of other people, I'd be exhausted very quickly. You have no right. You know why I like books? They give me, Americans say, inspiration. Inspiration, I say. I read a book, I listen to a sermon. I don't take it together. It gives me inspiration, the word something. But when you live just with this, you are in a problem. You understand? God forbid. Some of the authors of books, of discs, of programs, of to become your source of revelations, that you are stuck. You are stuck. Only Holy Spirit, only He alone. Never, no one can be the source of glory and source of revelations except for the Holy Spirit. Give glory to God. Give inspirations. Who do you lean on? Just think of what is the source. What if I take this author from you, these books, these sermons from you? Will you be able to exist as a personality to be successful? Your source is only the Holy Spirit. He gives. If it's needed, He changes. He does what He likes. Amen. The source of your revelations. Six. You've got to answer the question. Last, what moves you? What propels you?
You know, most of the ministries are started because someone wants to prove something to someone. I will separate and we'll make something even cooler. I'll make something. I don't care about you all. I separate ministries, services, movements, churches, missions, so many different. You go into the source of revelations. But the problem is that they couldn't share a container with a brother and now they created a mission. I'm telling you the truth. They couldn't share the deaconship and pastorship. Now they've got two churches. If it's four brothers, there will be four churches, and they all want to prove something to each other. What is moving you? Can what moves you stop? Hatred, bitterness, wrong motivations, they stop. And then you are ashamed. Aren't you tired to watch, to look at those ministers, pastors who are ashamed their whole life? Aren't you tired to watch these things that never brought someone to success? I believe that we have had even two sermons. One is the one spoken by the Holy Spirit, unseen, and the other one, like mine, a kind of a mine, my sermon. Answer yourself the question, what moves you? I am leaving the church. Are you leaving because Holy Spirit told you? Are you leaving because you are grown up, because you are fulfilled? You just came, you hugged, you said thank you, and you just asked for a blessing, and you're moving, or you... Never in your life. Never in your life you'll become fulfilled if you want to prove something to someone. What moves you? What is your motivation? If you'll be able to answer correctly yourself, then you will see what will happen in your life. When you came here, what was moving with you when you came here? Maybe hatred, or a revenge. Some people will understand me in 5 years when they will make all of these mistakes. Some people are now watching and listening to me. People who didn't want to receive me, they are now in a great shame. And I know that not one or two or five people. It's a lot of people who wanted to prove something to someone. They were moved by the wrong motivation. I will repeat all the 6 points. I just want you to take this for you. I understand Holy Spirit is doing His work, but I also want to do my job for you to take something with you. First, are you chosen by God? God chose you, or you invented everything for yourself? Second, these are all very hard questions. I'm asking you very hard questions. When you answer to this question, you will realize, you will decide, will you be fulfilled, or this was something that was invented by yourself and be a very short time. Second, did He show you exactly the area? You've got to know, understand the area, feel, be seeing that area, progress in that area. Even that area that God gave you, He will give you revelations how to make it more perfect. If He gave you the revelation for music, it means that you will be a musician that, like never before. If He made you a prayer, man of prayer, there will be no such man of prayer like you. You'll be original. If He makes you a prophet or a person that sees visions, you will see and speak about such things that no one ever before spoke or seen. He makes you an original. He makes you what's not like everything else. Some people will say, we've seen something like this, but this is something completely different.
Number four, what makes you different from others? Are you any different from others? Can you say that I'm different from others? Just a little bit. Amen. What makes you different from others? Believe me, I'm not playing a role now. I'm like that everywhere, on beach, at home, with children. That's me. What makes you original? Who are you? Number four, your position. If you are not in the right position, the person who is to pass, you know, the anointing, the fire, you've got to take something. Be in the right position. You're not there. You're building your ministry right now. You're opening some kind of a group that the Lord didn't tell you to start. Hello, church. Where are you? Where are you? If Elijah weren't in the right position, would the mantle become his? Never. And there are masses of people like this in the Bible, not just him. People who were in the right position, in the right time, in the right place, and they took God's anointing. Fifth, what is your source? What is your source? Who is your source? Only God. Only God. Only the secret room. Only him or you. Get, if you receive from him, you will never be exhausted in your life. You'll always be fresh, you'll always be new, because you drink from him. People will just be get used to you in one way, and you will be transformed because Holy Spirit is moving you. Number six, answer yourself to the question, what moves you? Revelation or bitterness, or you want to prove something to someone, or envy, or arguments, or hatred. If God and his revelation is moving you, you will not miss success. You'll be the most successful person in that area that the Lord setting you, because he's setting you in that area, and he never makes mistakes. When he makes something, he makes original that is not like anything. He'll be so much different that people will be watching and saying, that's it. Did you take something for you? Give glory to God. Let's stand up and worship the Lord. Let's just give glory to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Start filling this church like never before, Lord. Please start your movement. Let the hungry souls flow into this place. The thirsty people, let them flow into this place. Let those who are looking for your face flow into this place. Дух Святой, двигайся по залу.